Chapter 11. Safe with Rat. The car drives fast, and there's a strong wind. It blows the washerwoman's hat from Toad's head into the air. The driver looks at Toad. He's very surprised.
You aren't a washerwoman,
he shouts.
You're Toad, the car thief.
Toad runs from the car and enters a wood. He soon arrives at a river and jumps into the water. He sees a dark hole in the riverbank. Two shining eyes appear in the hole. It's Rat!
I must help this strange creature,
Rat thinks. He quickly pulls Toad from the river. Rat is surprised that the strange creature is Toad.
Hey, Ratty,
says Toad.
Let me tell you about all my adventures.
Toad is still wearing the washerwoman's wet clothes. Rat looks at him and says,
Your clothes are very strange, Toad. Is that your prison uniform?
It's a long story,
says Toad.
I'm going to Toad Hall now to change into my own dry clothes.
You can't go home,
answers Rat.
The bad animals from the wild wood are living in Toad Hall now. Don't you know that?
Toad is furious.
What? I can't go home? Why are the bad animals in my home?
They think you're in prison for 3 years,
Rat explains.
So now they're living in your home. They eat your food in the day and sleep in your bedrooms at night. They have noisy parties and make a big mess. We want to help you, but we can't do much.
Toad is very sad and begins to cry. What can he do? Rat gives him some clean, dry clothes. That evening, the four friends, Badger, Mole, Rat, and Toad, make a plan to win back Toad Hall.
The bad animals have a lot of parties,
Badger says.
Let's attack Toad Hall during the next party.